2 Kings chapter 15. Well, this is a list of really getting on for the last kings of Israel and a couple of those of Judah. And it's not very nice reading because they keep on sinning. In the 27th year of the reign of King Jeroboam, that's the second Jeroboam of Israel, Uzziah became the king of Judah at the age of 16. And he was king in Jerusalem for 52 years. His mother was Jechaliah from Jerusalem. So, as we keep noting, these kings are introduced to us and then we're told the name of their mother, because the mother was so influential on a child spiritually. And that means you've got to think very carefully who you get married to. Are they going to help you raise your children to believe in God's way? But following the example of his father, he did what was pleasing to the Lord, but the high places weren't taken away. The people continued to make their offerings there in the high places. Now these high places, they were places up in the hills or mountains where people worshipped the idols, but they did so saying, oh yeah, this is serving God. And as we keep saying, this is the big temptation for all of us, to think that we can serve God through just doing what we want. And that is not right. We are to serve God as he asks us. And he asks us for our whole heart and soul and mind to be given to him. Not actually just doing what we want and saying, oh yeah, I'm a Christian on top of that. So the Lord struck down Uzziah with a terrible disease that was with him for all his life, and he had to live in a separate house while his son Jotham was effectively the king. In the 38th year of the reign of King Uzziah of Judah, Zechariah, the son of the second Jeroboam, became the king of Israel, and he was king in Samaria for only 6 months. And like his fathers, he sinned against the Lord, following the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Shalom conspired against this king Zechariah and killed him at Iblim and succeeded him as the king. And so God's promise was fulfilled, the word that Yahweh had spoken about King Jehu. Your descendants will be kings down to the fourth generation. So God may foretell something, that someone's going to die, for example, but people, wicked people, like this man Shalom who killed this king, they fulfill that word, but God doesn't force them to. It's just that God knows in advance what's going to happen. In the 39th year of King Uzziah's reign in Judah, Shalom became king of Israel, and he was king for 1 month. Menahem went from Tirzah to Samaria, killed Shalom, and became the king. Everything else that Shalom did is recorded in the history of the kings of Israel. Whilst Menahem was going to Tirzah, he completely destroyed the city of Tappuah and killed all the people there because the city didn't surrender to him. In the 39th year of the reign of King Uzziah of Judah, Menahem became the king of Israel, and he was king in Samaria for 10 years. So all this fighting between brothers, because Israel and Judah were brothers, they were all members of the people of Israel. This is all so terribly wrong. So Menahem was king for 10 years, and he sinned against the Lord. He followed in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, right up to the day of his death. So the sins of Jeroboam were that he built these two golden calves and said that they should be worshipped instead of worshipping at the temple. And you remember that it was Aaron who built the golden calf in the wilderness, and Israel were nearly destroyed because of that. So they didn't learn from history. They didn't learn from their Bible readings. They just carried on doing what other people had done, which had led them to death and rejection by God. And this is where we've got to humble ourselves before God's word. So, Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, invaded Israel, and Menahem had to give him 34,000 kilograms of silver. Menahem got the money from the rich people in Israel by taxing them to each give him 50 pieces of silver. Tiglath-Pileser then went back to his own land, Assyria. And when we read those things, we're supposed to ask ourselves, well, what should he have done? What should he have done? Instead of forcing everyone to pay money and give it to this Gentile king, he should have trusted in God. But he didn't, because he did wickedness in the eyes of God and followed the sins of Jeroboam and worshipped the calves. And then Pekahiah, the son of Menahem, became king of Israel, and he ruled in Samaria for 2 years. He sinned against the Lord, walking in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. So you see the huge influence that this Jeroboam had all those generations ago. And the worst thing about sin is when you influence other people to sin. And that's what we've got to not do, but instead to influence people to righteousness. There was an officer in Pekahiah's army, Pekah, and he, just with 50 men, made a plan, a plot, to kill King Pekahiah, and he did. He killed him in the palace in Samaria and became king. Pekah was king in Samaria for 20 years. He sinned against the Lord, again walking in the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. So while Pekah was king, Tiglath-Pileser, the emperor of Assyria, came and again attacked and took away the cities like Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maachah, Genoa, Kedesh, and Hazor, which were up in Galilee in the north of the country, and took the people to Assyria as prisoners. Now this was going to happen even bigger in the future, and all Israel would be taken into captivity. So this happened as a sort of a warning. You see, this king had come up before in the time of Menahem, and he paid money to get him to go away, but that wasn't really the answer, because the king of Assyria comes back. So there's no real answer in money, only in true faith in God. And so these attacks by Assyria got worse and worse. In the second year of the reign of Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, became king of Judah when he was 25 years old, and he was king for 16 years, and his mother was Jerusha. Following the example of his father Uzziah, Jotham did what pleased God, but he did not take away the high places. The people continued to make offerings and burn incense there. It was while he was king that the Lord first sent King Rezin of Syria and King Pekah of Israel to attack Judah. So all these people continue in the sins and the weaknesses of their fathers. They serve God, but only in the way their fathers did. And what we've got to do is to be humble to God's word and not just serve God in the way that our parents did, but to really give our hearts to God personally. And what he says, what we find in the Bible, that is what we are to do, even if our parents were doing something different. Because God has asked us to have a personal relationship with him and to follow his word for ourselves.